This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Tell you what, this was a busy day on Capitol Hill. There was the Jay Powell testimony. There was a hearing into the events of January 6th and a hearing in the House on what is up with the vaccine supply chain. You know, oftentimes when a bunch of CEOs spend time in front of a Congressional Investigations Committee, it's not great news, right? There's a scandal or something's amiss. Today, though, those pharmaceutical CEOs said one by one that the state of virus vaccine production in this economy is strong and that after months of supply chain challenges, they will meet their targets by the summertime. Marketplace's Scott Tong reports now from Washington on where the bottlenecks appear to have been cleared and where they haven't.
In vaccine making, one of the key bottlenecks is the bottles. The vials that contain the drugs have to be filled, and that can only go so fast, says Clem Lewin. He's an independent vaccine consultant.
It's simply the throughput of finding these facilities that are able to fill. You need to qualify them because these are highly regulated products where safety is critical.
But he says drug makers that normally compete are now actually helping each other. For instance, Sanofi, whose vaccine is not yet ready for production, is filling vials for Pfizer, as is Novartis. Perhaps they feel they have to, and a Nagurney studies supply chains at the University of Massachusetts Amherst.
There is some discussion that they're kind of reluctant, but I think sooner or later, if they're promising, you know, to double the capacity, you have to keep your promises.
She says another efficiency gain is Moderna's plan to squeeze 15 doses into a vial instead of 10. But not every challenge has been solved. Healthcare supply chain fellow Prashant Yadav at the Center for Global Development says the Moderna and the Pfizer vaccines require special compounds called lipids.
We had never imagined that we were going to need these lipid nanoparticles in the quantities that we now need them, which means there are very few suppliers in the world, one or two.
Vaccine makers say they found new lipid supplies. But Derek Lowe, a drug researcher, says companies are often vague about the details because supply chains are secret.
If you've got a line on some really good material, you don't want everyone else to know about that.
Two more doses of good news. Johnson & Johnson expects vaccine authorization any day, and the Novavax version is assumed to be close behind. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.